What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our Friday morning look, our last look for the week, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. What is the procedure that must be followed to make Zulay Rodriguez's resignation effective as a deputy of the National Assembly? Well, that is the answer which is sought by PRD Deputy Raul Pineda, President of the Credentials, Regulations, Parliamentary Ethics and Judicial Affairs Commission of the National Assembly, which is why he has sent a written query to the Attorney General of the Administration, Rigoberto González. The note to Attorney General González was sent this Thursday, the 29th of February. This was the same day as Rodriguez's indictment hearing for the alleged commission of four crimes: money laundering, abuse of trust, illicit association to commit a crime, and against the administration of justice. Well, Rodriguez said that she resigned last Monday. She even announced it during the first presidential debate and recorded this in a note that she sent to the President of the National Assembly, Deputy Jaime Rodriguez. But that resignation note requires a procedure, and that is what Pineda needs explained to him, and that is why he wrote to the administration's attorney. The Credentials Commission must know about the resignation of a deputy. What is the scope of the provision, and what type of procedures, in your opinion, should the commission carry out to fully comply with the spirit of the regulation and therefore its corresponding functions? Asked Pineda. Pineda says that his only intention as president of the aforementioned legislative commission is to guide my colleagues in the legal procedures and thus guarantee the fulfillment of our functions. The political alliance made up of Cambio Democratico, the CD, and the Panamanista Party, which has Romulo Rue as its presidential candidate, now has the support of 67 independent candidates for the May the 5th elections. The coalition between the candidates for different positions for free nomination and Rue's campaign took shape this Thursday. This was in an event at the Hotel El Panama, and these are 67 candidates for different popularly elected positions, township representative, mayor and deputy from different provinces of the country. Our ideals are included in their work plan, explained Maria Batista, candidate to represent the town of Llano Catival in Mariato, in the province of Veraguas, and spokesperson for the group. When they asked him the reasons, or while they asked her the reasons why they support the campaign, she answered that they trust the proposal of this alliance to combat corruption, since it has the vision that they share. The hearing to charge the presidential candidate for free nomination and deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, yes, Zulay Rodriguez, scheduled for this Thursday, February 29th, as we mentioned before, was postponed now until the 7th of March. The decision was adopted on Thursday by Judge Ariadne Garcia, acting as guarantee judge, given that the deputy did not appear at the event, which began at 2:30 p.m. and lasted until 3:35 p.m. Judge Maria Cristina Censtanziola acted as prosecutor. Rodriguez's presence was never observed in the place, although she would not have to attend in person since the judicial branch sent the parties a link via Zoom for those who wanted to intervene in virtual format. Her lawyer, Angel Alvarez, did participate in the hearing via Zoom. Alvarez requested to hold the charging hearing on another date since his client was not present. The request was not objected to by the fiscal magistrate, Chen. Alvarez also told Judge Garcia that his client is no longer a deputy, so the Supreme Court of Justice no longer has jurisdiction to prosecute her. The anti-corruption prosecutor, Ariel de Garcia, requested a conviction for the former Minister of Public Works, the MOP, that's Federico José Pepe Suárez, and seven other people for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement through the execution of the design and construction project of the Arihan-La Chorrera highway. During the trial that began on Thursday, the prosecutor, De Garcia, alleged that there is evidence that links the defendants to activities that caused property damage in the amount of $7.8 million. Suarez was present in the room. In this case, in addition to the former minister, the legal representatives of the contractor company that was awarded the project and a company in charge of its supervision are prosecuted, as well as two inspectors from the Ministry of Public Works and three inspectors from the Comptroller General of the Republic, who were in charge of verifying the progress of the work and the management of funds. In the case of the former Ministry of Public Works Minister, Jaime Ford, a procedural break was ruled, since due to his status as a candidate for deputy for the Realising Goals Party, he enjoys electoral criminal jurisdiction. Maria Alejandra Panay took office as Vice Minister at the Ministry of Women. This was after being appointed by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo. According to the presidency statement, Panay has degrees in industrial engineering, logistics and international trade. She also has a master's degree in project management. Currently, she is an advisor to the top office of the Foreign Ministry, where she works to promote the role of youth and women in foreign policy. According to the Comptroller's payroll, updated until February the 19th, she earned $3,000 a month. Maria Alejandra, who will be Vice Minister until next July the 1st, is the daughter of the current Secretary-General of the National Assembly, Quimian Panay, and former deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, and also he is the husband of Deputy Yanibel Abrego. At the beginning of this government, she worked at the Institute for Training and Use of Human Resources, yes, IFARU, as executive assistant to the then director of that entity, Bernardo Nando Meneses. Meneses granted two financial aid packages to Maria Alejandra, which totaled $81,730. The first was $59,230, which was endorsed by the Comptroller General of the Republic in October of 2021. The second reached $22,500 and received the approval of the Comptroller, that's Gerardo Solis, and that was in February of 2022. The authorities of Panama reported on Thursday the seizure of 5 tons of drugs, without specifying them, inside a ship flying the Maltese flag in a seaport located in the Caribbean. The drug was found by the National Aeronaval Service, SANAN, distributed in 5,000 packages. Each one usually weighs approximately 1 kilogram, inside a container that was transported by a ship located in a port of Colón, in the Panamanian Caribbean, according to the official information. So far, authorities have not indicated what type of illicit substance it is, although most seizures tend to be cocaine. Last year, Panamanian authorities seized 119.2 tons of drugs, while in 2022 they seized the historic amount of 138.41 tons of drugs, of which 108.82 were cocaine, according to official figures. Panama is used as a bridge for drugs produced in South America and whose main destination is the United States, the largest consumer of cocaine in the world, and also Europe. This Wednesday, Interpol Panama extradited two individuals requested by the authorities of the United States and of Spain, respectively. The National Police reported, now according to that report, both people were detained at the Tocumen International Airport while they were making a stopover to other countries. It is stated that one of the detainees is a Honduran citizen requested by the United States for his alleged participation in the crime of drug trafficking. In the other case, it is a Venezuelan citizen requested by the Spanish authorities for his alleged involvement in the crime of sexual abuse against a minor under 16 years of age. And to finish up, the Chiriquí Regional Prosecutor's Office managed to get a judge to charge a 37-year-old woman for allegedly impersonating a newborn baby with a doll in the district of Bugaba. The charges were brought by Judge Belén Solomon against the woman, who resides in the capital city. Prosecutor Janela Rios reported that charges were brought for the alleged commission of crimes against public faith and against the administration of justice. On the 14th of December of last year, the defendant delivered a coffin to a young man from the Chiriquí, who was the father of an alleged baby, stating that the girl had died. However, the baby's paternal grandmother checked the coffin and realized it contained a doll. Well, during the hearing, Prosecutor Rios explained that there are elements of conviction that support the crimes charged in the modalities of simulation of a punishable act and falsification of documents. These elements led the guarantee judge, Belen Solomon, to admit the requests and order the house arrest as a precautionary measure for the duration of the investigation, which is 6 months. The prosecutor's office has carried out a series of procedures and so far has more than 20 elements of conviction that supported the holding of the hearing. It is expected that during the term of the investigation, more evidence will be collected that will allow the investigation to be concluded and determine the concurrence of the facts. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of the items in the local news here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's programme.